She says, I asked my Facebook, did they know about the migrant crisis? And nobody answered me, too worried about Cat Williams. A couple different points on this, okay? First of all, it's in the best interest of the people, especially politicians and the powers that be, to keep y'all unfocused on the things that don't matter. I'll tell you this. I have multiple different... I'm going to be absolutely honest and transparent with you guys. Shout out to Trap and Slay. Let me highlight that comment. I'm going to be absolutely transparent and honest with you guys. I have a lot of channels, even channels that you guys don't know about, that I own and that I run. Patreon members know that you don't know that I own, that I'm not a part of, but that I own and I run. I even own some faceless channels, right? And what I know is this. Amongst my most unpopular channels, did you know that the Millionaire Morning Show is my most unpopular channel? Meaning that the show that is the most informative, not the one that talk about relationships, not the one that talk about popular culture, not the one that does all of the interviews or any of that type of stuff. The ones that I participate on and that I don't participate on because I see all of the stats. As great as this channel is, as much of a community as we are, right? As popular that it is, because we'll regular get 16, 17, 2,000, sometimes 3,000 people as a part of the live stream. We do millions and millions and literally tens of millions of views a year on this channel. And we do really, 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 really well. And I'm thankful and I'm grateful. But the numbers tell me that it's much more profitable if I was to repurpose this channel and make it something completely different and talk about something that's distractive, like Cat Williams on this channel. I could make this channel much more profitable and much more popular. And one of the reasons that that is because people are attracted to the things that's not best for them, and it's so easy to keep you distracted. I want to give you guys some props, and I want to help you guys to understand that even if you're not paying attention to it, because it's just a part of our daily lives to be productive, to learn about money, resources, talk about politics, understand where it comes back to the money, even in the things that's a little bit more entertaining, we always get a lesson from it. We laugh, we joke, we live stream every single morning, meaning that's the time that we're the most productive at the beginning of our day, which is the reason why I made this channel a morning channel, because I wanted to inspire you and keep you up to date also, and also motivate you throughout your day in the beginning of the day so that it carries you throughout your day. You guys don't know how much further along you are than the rest of the world and the rest of your friends and the people that you surround yourself with. The things that they are attracted to and the things that they do on a regular basis, it has nothing on what it is that you guys have already learned over the past year. If you've been with me for any extended period of time, at least 30 to 60 to 90 days, 6 months, a year, 2 years, some of you guys have been with me since the beginning. You have no idea where you've come from. You have no idea how much more informed you are, how wise you are, how much more knowledgeable you are. You can span just with the information that we all share. And this is why I like saying chat lives matter. You can span literally any subject and destroy just based off of the information that we share back and forth, because you guys send me a lot of these articles that I go on and review and I talk about, right? You email me, you participate. We all talk about it. Chat lives matters. We all start to cross boundaries and we have good conversations. We disagree. We laugh. We kill each other. Some people don't like each other. Some people like each other. We grow to love each other. We meet with each other every day. And then we come together and we have these conversations on a regular basis. You're leaps and bounds ahead of everybody that you think is even your peer. You only still around them because of familiarity. You're not around them because they are your equal anymore. You have graduated. And I want you to understand that sometimes you have to take inventory of who you are, where you are, and where you're going, because you may be outgrowing your circle. You're definitely outgrowing your circumstances, and you're certainly outgrowing the people that you're surrounding yourself long term. But if they're not coming along with you, some of you people, I'm going to be honest with you, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. Some of y'all are outgrowing your spouses. Some of y'all are outgrowing the person that you lay next to every day. And when you first discovered me, you guys were on an equal playing field, and you might not have even liked me when you first found me. But now you've grown to love me because you realize that it's not about me. It's more about what it is that we represent. It's freedom of thought. growth, insight, understanding, and even a growing appreciation for spirituality. We're all different. We come from different spaces. Some of us have different beliefs, but we all find some form of familiarity with each other. Familiarity, root word family. And then we all continue to grow, and we all promoting each other to get better, even if we may have disagreements or we have a different disposition on whatever subject that we're talking about. And if you look at where you were when you first discovered me and what your thoughts are, you and the person that was around you, even your sisters, your brothers, your mothers, they don't want to hear me sometimes. Why? How many of y'all in the chat have been around somebody in your family or close to you and they say, I don't know why you watch him, or I don't know why you like him, or he get on my nerves and stuff like that. And you now are becoming a little bit more quiet. You may be becoming a little bit more reserved. You might even be watching me a little bit more secretly. But you know that you're going to continue to get this game and you're going to get these gems. And while they over there feeling some type of way, they're going to still be in the same space mentally that they were when you first started watching me. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that's around you that you have outgrown and you don't even want to be honest and admit it. And it's okay. I get it. You don't want to be the black sheep. You don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't want to be the one that say the thing that you know is right at the family dinner that's going to make everybody upset. You don't want to start giving that game. And so sometimes you even fight it within yourself because you don't want to be the outcast, and it's uncomfortable, right? But I'm going to tell you, they see it on you. Before I get to this next subject, and it's going to go right into this next subject, they see it on you. They see it all over you. They see the changes. They see the differences. They see that you want to be more fiscally responsible. They see that you actually care about keeping your family together. They see you starting to get more involved in what's going on in society and politics. They just, listen, they don't want to change, because change for them, it's going to force you to be uncomfortable. And I've always believed in getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. They don't want to change, and so they're not going to adopt this philosophy. But just remember this, as you continue to navigate through your journey in life, and as you continue to outgrow everybody that's around you, you still going to have family in us. We still going to love you. We still going to rock with you. Think about it. We're the only YouTube channel, the only one that we can talk about politics, go into relationships, start going down and breaking down how we supposed to do our budget, get motivated. And then we can see somebody inside of the chat say, hey, something is going on in our family. And we all break out. Even though I'm just the one that's on the screen, we all break out at the same time and start praying for them. This is the only place that you can go to on the internet that you found. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, Rumble, no matter what. It's the only place you can go to on the internet where chat lives matters. I love you guys just like I love myself. I know y'all individual names. Y'all speak to each other before I even start the live stream. I see y'all talking inside of the chat saying, hey, such and such, how was your day? Hey, how was your grandma? Did everything go okay? And then somebody will say something, or somebody will say, hey, I got a job interview. And we all just break out in prayer and say, you know, even people that don't even believe in Jesus Christ himself or has never been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, touch and agree. When we come together and we pray for somebody that needs something or need a prayer, because it says where two or three are gathered in his name, there he is in the midst of thee. It's the only place on the internet that you can find it. And I'm almost reserved, but I know that we can't keep this contained within ourselves because we have a bigger purpose and we have other things that we have to conquer and things that we have to be successful at. And we have other people that we need to bring into the fold. And that's why we share with other people, even though we know they're going to reject it. Hopefully they hold on to a little piece of it and still get curious about it and stick with it long enough to make it work for them. But this is the only place, and I'm almost, and again, it's very difficult a lot of times because you just want to kind of keep this a little secret, right? And you want to kind of keep it within ourselves and say, oh, you know what? We don't need nobody else. All we need is us. But we got other people that we got to save. And it's not for the masses, but it's to go out to the masses, understanding that it may be that one person over here or this little sheep over there. The same way that you got curious and it popped up on your timeline, or somebody recommended it to you, or you found me through somebody else, or something that somebody said, or you got curious through an interview and then you came over to the Millionaire Morning Show. It's the same way that somebody else deserves the opportunity to grow just as well as you do. And we don't want to keep it contained within ourselves, because if somebody out there one person at a time that we got to save. We got to save souls. We got to save budgets. We got to save mindsets. We got to save voting patterns. And even if it's just us, we going to find every single little one of y'all that need to get got and plucked up from amongst these people and amongst this rubble so that we can continue to drive them forward because they want to do something greater too. They just haven't had the opportunity or the exposure to what it is that we doing over here at the Millionaire Morning Show that would allow for them to grow at the same rate as you. We got to continue to work. Every single person that sees this, every single person, that means that they're no longer going to have an excuse as to why they can't do what they're supposed to do in order to be successful. The reason that I live my life like an open book is because I want to be the representation and I want to be the example of what it is that you're supposed to do, not the person that's telling you to do it, the person that's a reflection of it. And then the words that I spew is only 10% of the conversation. Remember, you are now a reflection of me in the same way that I'm a reflection of you. So when I go outside, I'm a representation of you. When you go outside, you are now an extension and a representation of me and every single person in this chat. And every person in this chat has now a responsibility to be a better person than they were the day before. I'm not telling you to be perfect. I'm not telling you to be holier than thou. I'm not telling you to go out there and preach the gospel. I'm not telling you to tell somebody they need to fix their finances. But I'm telling you that you need to be a representation and a beacon of light for the person to see you and say, what is it about them? And why are they so much better than everybody else? And why are they so much so successful than everybody else? And why are they always positive when we want to be negative? And why is this person over there continuing to win despite the fact that all of us was born in the same circumstances? Oh, they think they better than us. That's what the first person is going to say. The second person is going to look over there and say, you know what? What you doing? What you got going on? And they're going to get a little bit more curious. It's not about going out there and saying it to people. It's living it. It's being it. It's being a reflection of it. It's living your life like an open book so that people can lean into that and say, you know what? I see it in you and I got to figure out what it is that you got. That's what it's about. So now every single day that you learn, every single day that we laugh and we get some insight and understanding, you now have a greater responsibility. This is the burden for you to carry. This is your cross to carry. And you're going to suffer for it. It's going to be some people that criticize you for having a difference of opinion or living your life a little bit differently or wanting to level up and wanting to do better for your children. You're now going to have a personal responsibility to being a better person than you was in last year or yesterday or last hour. And that is now your burden to carry because we are now an extension of each other. And we're going to pray for you and we're going to hold you down and we're going to continue to push each other. But you are better than the thing that you were before you came in here. Remember that. And don't subject yourself to the same stuff that you have to that you was yesteryear, still trying to fit in. You're not meant to fit in. You're meant to stick out just like a sore thumb. And everybody going to pay attention to you. When I walk down the street and I got my vlogging camera out and I'm talking and stuff like that, and the people around me trying to figure it out, they not, you know, some people say, well, I don't understand how he can do it. That don't make them nervous. No, it makes them nervous that they can't do what I do. And then they get curious about what it is that I'm doing and why I got so much confidence, which is why they then come up to me and ask me who I am, what I do, and how can I follow me too. Every person that sees me, most of the people that see me ask me and get curious and they say, hey, but they wait till all of their friends is gone and their friends go in the store and they sneak out and they say, hey, what's your name? What do you do? Because they secretly listening to the message. They first was embarrassed for me because they thought that I was crazy walking down the street, vlogging and talking into the camera. And then they the very same ones that say, hey, man, I'm the one that seen you in the streets. I don't do it for the rest of the people that think that it's weird that I walk down the street talking into a camera. I do it for the person that get curious and come outside around after their friends and went in because they don't want to look weird. Then they say, hey, man, what's your name? What you doing? It ain't about the majority. It's about the minority. I have 100% confidence in what I do because I know my steps is guided and this is what my purpose is. And I'm going to continue to grow and I'm going to be rewarded accordingly because, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else will be added unto you. I'm not chasing it. It's going to come to me. You know what I'm saying?